Good morning, everybody. Can you hear? Good morning. Good to see you all this morning. You see what I got in front of you here today? I've got a never basket, a sometimes basket, and an always basket. And I want to ask you to put slips of paper into these baskets, okay? Depending on you, where you think they belong. So who wants to help me with the first one? You want to come up here? Okay. Never, sometimes, or always, okay? Eat candy. Never, sometimes, or always. Sometimes. Okay, that's very wise of you. Okay, we wouldn't want to eat candy all the time, would we? What would happen to our teeth? What would happen to our tummies and stuff? Yeah, that wouldn't be good. So very good choice, okay? Would anybody have put that over here? Never? Not me. Who wants to do the next one? Come on up. Okay? Never, sometimes, or always. Eat your broccoli. I had to hesitate just a moment. Okay. Sometimes, don't you always eat your broccoli when it's there? Now that would be good for you. Where should we probably put that one? We should probably put that in the always, right? Okay. We should probably always eat our broccoli. I know sometimes. Okay, who wants to help me next with the next one? Okay, come on up here. Never, sometimes, always. Listen to my teacher. Always. Okay, very good. Do you always listen to your teacher? Anybody? Okay. All right. Good. That's okay. My guess is that because I've been around a school now for quite a long time, that students don't always listen to their teachers, do they? But that's where it belongs. But anyway, let's try the next one. Who wants to help? You want to help? Oh, okay. Yeah, come on up here. Okay, come on up. Go to bed on time. Never, sometimes, always. Always. Okay. Mr. Kramer, thank you very much. Do you always go to bed on time? Do you? Okay. Because mom and dad make you or because you want to? Okay. Here's another one. Who wants to help out? Okay. Come on up here. Okay. Yeah, okay. Never, sometimes, always obey my parents. Always. Okay. All right. Well, those are ending up in the always basket, and that's probably where they need to go, right? But the truth is, do we always obey our parents? What's the truth? Sometimes, yeah, sometimes. Okay, how about another one here? You want to come up? Okay. Get my homework done. Okay. Now, Evelyn, do you always get your homework done? Yes. Or else I get grounded. Okay. All right. And that's where it should be. But I've been around school long enough to know not everybody gets their homework done all the time. How about this one? Who wants to help me out with it? Come on. Go to worship. Always, okay, always, because that's what God wants us to do, is to worship in His house, right? He always wants us to worship. But the truth is, do we always make it? Do some things get in the way sometimes of our worship, and we do other things instead? Yeah, okay. All righty. Well, I've got one more here. But before I show you what that is, I'm going to ask you this, okay? We don't always do everything that we should, right? I think that's what we learned here. We like to think that we will always eat our broccoli and always go to worship, but the fact is, we often sin, we fail God, right? We don't always do the things that we should do. And that makes us sad, because we want to please God, and He gave His Son to die for us, and we should want to please Him. And we're sad when we can't please Him always. But now I got another one. What about rejoice? Now, hang on just a second, okay? Rejoice. Because what does Paul tell us? Where should this go according to what Paul says? He said, rejoice always, didn't he? He said, rejoice always. But that's really an amazing thing, because you know what happened in Paul's life? He was sometimes arrested, and he was beaten, and he was stoned. Do you know what it means to be stoned? It means that They people throw stones at you and yeah, until you die. Yeah, right. And that used to be a punishment in those days. And he was shipwrecked, and he was hated, and he was persecuted. And yet, despite all of that, what did Paul say? Rejoice never? Now, rejoice sometimes? No, he said rejoice
always.
Always rejoice. How can that be? How can that be that Paul would rejoice even when all of that was happening? You know why he could rejoice? Always? Because he knew Jesus. He knew that Jesus had died for him, and he had a place with God forever in heaven. And he knew that no matter what happens in life, it's all going to work out for good to those who love God. He didn't understand why everything happened, but he knew that God was with him and that it would all work out, right? Is it sometimes hard for you to rejoice? Yeah. If things aren't going right, if the family's arguing, if you didn't get your homework done and the teacher yells at you maybe or punishes you or whatever. There's lots of things in life. But can we rejoice always? Can we? Why can we rejoice always? Because while there's not always something to be happy about, there's always something to rejoice about, right? We always rejoice about Jesus and what he's done for us. So let's pray, shall we? Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have given us cause to rejoice, even in all of life's hardness and sorrows. We rejoice in you, Lord Jesus, for you have purchased us for salvation and have given us eternal life and have promised to be with us all the way to our home in heaven. Jesus, we rejoice in you always. Amen. Now, who wants to come up here and put this in the right basket? Let's see, who has it? You want to come up here? Rejoice how much? Where do we... What? Rejoice what? Never? Always. Rejoice always. Say it with me. Rejoice always. God bless you. Thanks for coming up. You can go back to your seats while the congregation sings the next hymn.